everyone in Calais is saddened by this absolutely awful news. It's a really close-knit community in Calais between the volunteers who work there to help provide for refugees' needs and between the refugees themselves. And we know the refugees, we know their stories, we know about their dreams and their ambitions. And so whenever anything like this happens, it hits us really, really hard, and it's really, really upsetting.
And you mentioned that you've obviously spoken to some refugees who might possibly be the people trying to cross the channel to reach Kent. What kind of stories do you hear from them, and what is pushing them in a way to be desperate enough to risk their lives?
The refugees that are in Calais all come from the most dangerous countries in the world. You know, places like Sudan and Syria and Afghanistan and Iran. They're running away from wars and persecution and torture and incredibly dangerous situations. They've faced awful hardship in order to get as far as northern France. Some of them have crossed the Mediterranean, and, you know, the Channel won't be their first incredibly dangerous boat trip. And there's no way for them to stay in the countries they're coming from. They're just not safe there. The refugees that are in northern France want to get to the UK. And the reason they want to get to the UK is that they have links with this country. So maybe that's family that they have here. Maybe it's that they speak the language. Perhaps it's cultural links. But they see the UK as their last hope. And the problem at the moment is that there's no safe, legal way for them to make their UK asylum claim without actually getting and being physically in the UK, and that's what forces them to that's what makes them feel forced to get into boats. The problem with the politicians' approach to this is they've been using the same failed approach for a decade now, and increased policing of refugees, increased militarization of the Channel crossing, increased persecution, doesn't work. It doesn't solve the problem, because until there is a safe legal way for refugees who want to come to the UK to have their asylum claim heard, those refugees will still be desperate enough to get into boats and try and cross the Channel. And it's that safe legal process that needs to be solved. That's what we can do to unlock and fix this issue.